You know, one day I'll be consistent and actually record regularly, but guess who's back? Okay. So let me apologize because it's been a while. Isn't that a song? Is that Stained? It's been a while, but oh, that was off key. I'm sorry, but it's been a minute or a few minutes since my last episode, and life be lifing. So yeah, I haven't had the time to really do or the energy to really record them. Work and mom stuff and whatnot, and I have an actual day off where my children are at school and I'm home, and I work for a school. I work for the same school corporation, so I work at a school, at an elementary school, and my children are in middle and high school. And today is parent teacher conferences for kindergarten through sixth grade. My kids are in 7th and 10th grades. And so kindergarten through 6th throughout the corporation is out today, so that teachers can prepare for, you know, today to meet with their parents and whatnot. And since no children are in school, that means I don't go to work today, which is fine. Hey, honey, I'll take an extra day off. I'm good. I was gonna probably just be lazy and veg out because my job is, I'm on my feet the entire time I'm at work. So I was like, I'm gonna be lazy today. But then I thought about it, I could actually sit and record since it's been, like I said, a minute or three since my last one. So my children and my older nieces are all at school. And at this moment, the house is quiet, so I decided to take advantage of it. Because usually when I'm off, it's the weekend and the kids are home and there is no quiet unless it's early morning or late night. And yeah, I'm usually trying to take advantage of the quiet or I'm sleeping during those times. So yeah. So I'm back. It's been busy. I've been busy. I play with kids for a living. So that's busy. And then I've had some fun stuff. So let's talk about some of the fun stuff I get to do. Well, last month at the end of October, the weekend of Halloween or right before Halloween, I went to Atlanta. I went to my first convention, comic anime convention. So I've been to expos, like music expos. I'm in Indiana, and Indiana has a Black Expo in Indianapolis, and I've been there, and there were some local ones back in the way, I say back in the day, like a long time ago, but like in the 90s, I went to a couple local ones, and most of them were music related or vendor focused, you know, Black businesses and stuff like that. I went to a couple of those, and that was cool. But now, what, 30 years later, ish, telling my age, 30 years later, I finally got to go to a convention. Now, I entered the Blur community, social media Blur community, in 2017, 2018. Well, actually before then, but I got active, I should say, became active in 2017, 18-ish. And started joining chats and really commenting in groups and making friends and things of that nature. And a lot of my new social media, Facebook buddies in that community are into cosplay and whatnot. And so, and going to cons and everything. And that, you know, it was like, oh, I've heard of Comic-Con, of course, and different ones. I didn't realize there was so many. And let's keep it a buck. I didn't know so many Black people were really were into cosplay. that portion. Being in the comics, and yeah, of course, comics and video games and anime. Of course, I know that, but the actual cosplay? No, I didn't think so. Because in my mind, back in 2017, 18, I'm thinking cosplay is when the people go and do LARPing, right? Where you go to the park and you're dressed up and in your characters and you actually act them out like live action Dungeons and Dragons, right? And so that's what I always picture when people say, oh, they go to the con of cosplay, da da da. And yeah, they act out some things or whatever, but being that I grew up in Gary, well, Kayman Township, which is unincorporated part of Gary, Indiana. So it means I was not around a lot of black people, but went to school with a lot of non-black people, white folks. My perception of what cosplay and all that stuff was is more skewed towards the non-melanated side of things. So yeah, and then I moved to Memphis in 2000, and there wasn't too many people that I knew were into it. So in 2018, I found out. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I just wanted to go to a Comic Con situation or whatever. But in my mind, I really saw more of people cosplaying and people selling things, or you know, talking to like you might have some celebrities that might show up or whatever. But mostly vendor focused and cosplay focused, you know. That's what I thought it was. Like, for example, we had different expos and cons here related to different things here. We had a small mall called Century Mall, and they had like through the conventions, and they were more so where you can meet up and trade your comic books, your baseball cards or Pokemon cards or whatever card. Well, Pokemon, that's too young. I would say not Pokemon, not then. It would have been Magic and yeah, mainly Magic back then, I think. This is early 90s. Definitely baseball and basketball cards were big, and little figurines and stuff. You know, stuff like that. Not really too many people dressing up or whatever, from what I've seen. But most people trading comics and things of that nature for a few days, and it was pretty crowded. And there have been like car shows and things of that nature too. But this experience I had in Atlanta a few weeks ago, it was great. Okay, I'm in my 40s. I'm in my mid 40s. Okay. Honey, you have to train for a con, like a marathon. Do you understand? If this is not something that you normally do. So this was at the ooh, let's say the gallery. Is it called the Galleria Hotel? I can't remember. I probably should have took some notes, but anyway, huge, pretty, beautiful hotel in Atlanta. And I flew down Thursday evening slash Friday morning. The car actually started on that Thursday, the 26th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, no, the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. The Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of October. And it started on Thursday. But I got there Thursday. I had to work Thursday during the day. Side note, I'm not going to travel. I'm not going to travel the same day I work again. I should have learned from last time I did it. But yeah, I went to work. Got off at 2:30. I was already packed. I think I left the house at 6. Yeah, because driving it from here to Chicago, yeah, traffic and construction and so we tend to leave 2 hours, 2.5 hours prior to the flight. Our flight, so we need to make sure we get through TSA and everything and have time to sit and catch our breath. But why not? So get out there. My flight was actually at like 9:30, 9:45, something like that. So get there like 7 something. And went through TSA and everything, and found a spot and kicked it until it was time to go. And I got there like right after midnight. You know, with the time change, it was a little after midnight. And hung out at the airport for a little bit until got my lift, took my lift to the hotel to meet my sweetheart who lives in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area, and met up with him. And so I get there and we go that Friday morning. I think we get there like, it was like 10 in the morning. I don't know. I had to pick up my bag. Charity was there. So he had his bag the day before. So he was willing to stand there with me through this long line. I wish this was a video podcast, or it was a way for me to insert pictures in here, because I have pictures of this line and whatnot, but it was like two lines, and one if you pre-paid for your pass online, and one if you're buying it there. And I stood in the wrong line. I stood in the one that I, where you didn't buy it online, but I did. And they showed me mercy, and they, when I got to the front, and I was like, yeah, I realized, like, after I was 3/4 of the line, that I was in the wrong line. If I had to go stand in this other line, it's fine. I will, that's all on me. But they were really kind, and it's like, nope, we'll walk you over there, come on. So I was able to jump and go and get my, pick up my badge, cool. Met up with him, because I told him to go ahead and do his thing, because there was no point in him standing there, like, I'm not a baby. But, text them to find out where he was in this huge hotel. And I'm just looking around, and then off all the people. You had all types of people, first of all ages. So you had elderly, you had middle age, you had mature, whatever. You had young people, you had teens, you had preteens, you had kids. It was really dope. And various levels of cosplay or nerd gear, blur gear, whatever. And it's pretty cool, like all these people. And then I got a list of all of the panels that are available. So many things to learn about and talk about and visit and see. It was overwhelming for me at first. Also, having worked the day before, not really getting any sleep, and coming to Atlanta, and I was exhausted. But it was dope. So I catch up with him, and he basically says, wait, because this is his world and mine. Guy is a 1000% blurred all day through and through. He's into your comics, your anime, like heavy, more DC, actually more Milestone, even a lot of indie comics, DC, a little Marvel, not really that much. But yeah, being very much into anime, into a lot of not so popular anime, reads mangas, of course, reads everything, actually, type of guy that like learns language, like it's 8:00 in the morning where he is now, 7:00 here. He should be at work or gonna go to work, but before work he's practicing or learning a language or something, and he does a ton of reading or research, or what he calls ant healing, stuff like that. Anyway, enough about him. Oh, and he's cute. Enough about him. This is his playground, right? So he was my tour guide, and he was excited because it's like, yo, Jovi, you haven't seen this. I can just show you around. I can just show you why I come. And his thing is the panels. Now, I get it, because the panels that we went to were fun. Like, really fun, like, and they were informative, and I see why he spends most of his time there. Between there and the game room was like his two big things, biggest places that he liked to be. And let's talk about the panels. We went to a few that had the voice actor centered, where we actually got to talk to different voice actors and actresses about what they do for a living, how they got started, how the audition process. Ignore me opening my Coke, I'm thirsty. Mm-hmm. advice on how to get started. It was at least 3 or 4 panels we went to over the days that we were there. And then there were about acting. Now, he does voices, and so he's interested in doing that. Does that make sense? There were debates on about different animes and stuff. We went to a few of those. So those were lively, hilarious, unpopular opinion versus popular opinion debates. Or what's another one? How Black is Your Favorite Anime Character? That one was a hilarious trip. Get this nice size conference room full of Black folks, a couple of non-Black folks, but mostly Black folks, talking about various anime characters. Are they Black? How Black are they? Are they invited to the cookout? You know, stuff like that. Hilarious back and forth debates, and it was just fun all the way around. What else did they have? One was about a couple. Yeah. That visited Japan. So their panel's called Pokemon in Real Life. They stayed in like Pokemon themed hotels and they ate at Pokemon themed restaurants and stuff like that. That was pretty cool with their slides and everything and the parks they went to and whatnot. Like you know, city parks, like playgrounds. Karaoke. Remember we went to karaoke on Friday, and I was very sleepy, but he was like, let's check out karaoke, and I'm like, cool, and we go to, he takes me, no, he doesn't even tell me it's karaoke, he knows I love music, so he just, like, come on, let's go to this room, and he takes me, and we get in there, and it's karaoke, and it had already started, but they were having technical difficulties, and some people had left out, so we was able to get in there and get a seat. And basically, they had like a little singing contest, karaoke contest with various people. And these people are talented and fun and hilarious. And it was like 12 contestants with random, you know, number 1 through 12. And they did the random drawing of the numbers to see who would go against each other. And you have 11 adults and one sweet little girl named Marley, who was adorable in her little costume. And she's saying this is Halloween, you know, from Nightmare for Christmas. But it was just so much fun. It was fun. The guy who went against her was like, why did y'all put me up against her? Y'all know I can't win against this little girl. He sang Lady Gaga. It was all love, all fun. It was fun. It was a good time and loud and everybody's hyping. I'm like, oh, okay, enjoying myself. I woke up. Oh, man. There were so many people there. And when you go to, like, the lobby area, and I can imagine on a regular day, the lobby area is not really that busy. And you see people moving around, and they had the glass elevators, and you see the balconies and everything from when people, you know, going to their rooms and whatnot. But I have video and pictures of how packed people were standing on the second and third floors of the hotel, looking down and into the courtyard to see. I say courtyard, but it was really the lobby area. Yeah, lobby and courtyard. Yeah, courtyard area to see. You see all these people moving around. There's music going. People are in costume. People are cosplay. People taking pictures. Acting out scenes, it's just beautiful. Seeing all this action and all this fun and just people who don't know each other, just having a great time. But we also had groups of people who came together or people who are friends on social media that meet up at cons and stuff. But I had a few friends that were there that I could not find. Partially because my boyfriend was like, hey, let's go here, let's go there, let's go here, let's go there. But I digress. It was fun. Friday, I think we left at like 11. I was exhausted. Saturday, we get there. Saturday, get there about 9. I think the first panel he wanted to go to start at 10. So after breakfast, We went, so we could probably get to about 9:30. Hung out in the game room for a while. Went to some different panels. Grabbed food because they have vendors and stuff. The taco man, he was like calling for people and he was just great. We went to the dealer's room and seen a lot of, you know, people were selling and they had created and stuff. That was pretty dope. But I'm skipping through a lot. But Saturday was fun. Lots of panels. Lots of people. More people. More kids, because it was right before Halloween. So more kids. Lots of kid-friendly panels and things like that for them, too. Oh, Friday night we went to, like, this burlesque thing show. That was dope. They had all kind of stuff there. And then at 12:30, I'm too old for this stuff, honey, but 12:30 they have a rave, and the line for rave was long. It was winding upstairs, downstairs, around this corner, around that corner. But we were in line long. Once they opened the doors, we were not in line. It took longer, in my opinion, to get to the end of the line than to actually go through the line, because we had to go down the escalator and go around and outside and up and down. Anyway. But, yeah, we flew through. We're flying through the line to get to the rave. Random people are handing us glow sticks and, you know, girl bracelets and whatnot. And we get in there, and of course the DJ is there. There were four, I believe, DJs all together that performed. Four sets. Yeah. And the music with the oomps is like, you know, oomps, oomps, oomps. Yeah. And I'm like, I haven't danced like this since, oh my god. But anyway, my guy is, oh my goodness. Okay, so listen. He is a very, what's the word I want to use? He's animated when you meet him in person. Not that he's not animated, like when you're just texting or on social media or whatever. He's talkative and whatnot. He's going to say what he's going to say, whatever. But when you meet him in person, like depending on what you're doing, if it's just me and him, we're hanging out and kicking it, it's real chill, affectionate, you know what I'm saying, person. We might get to talking about certain subjects or whatever. He likes to binge, you know, TV shows and whatnot. We talk about those things, da-da-da-da. Go get food, we chilling. It's real chill, real chill, right? Gets around his roommates or friends and gets a little hype or a lot hype depending on, you know, what's going on. And then him at the con, you know, yeah, he's old, and he's always a person who, if he was shy, you couldn't tell, because he's gonna talk to people. If he sees somebody that he was interested in talking to, he's gonna go talk to him, like, hey, how you doing, you know, whatever. He's interacting with the people in their cosplays, and interacting, and as in pretending to that they're in, you know, in character, which is what you do when you interact with somebody who is cosplay, and all that good stuff. So yeah, he's gonna talk to folks and he's gonna be sociable. He's very sociable. But him, when it comes to being in music and whatnot and stepping into the rave, it was like, for someone who really doesn't like music like that, he'll tell you that he doesn't like music. He said that over and over again. Yeah, I really listen to music. I really like music. Yeah, you can't tell. You can't tell. When we get into the rave, it's a 180. It's a rap. I'm like, wait a minute, but you're dancing and having and vibing, and but you don't like music. I love music, so you expect me to just, when the vibe music hits, is a rap. I'm not that great of a dancer. I can do a little two-step, but yeah, I'm gonna enjoy myself and listen to the music and do my thing and everything like that. Oh, him, you expect somebody who says they hate music or they don't like it like that to not really vibe or even want to go to a rave. But rave, someone told me, yeah, see him in a rave, it's like an experience. You have to see it for yourself. Oh, yeah, he's cutting up, he's dancing, he's having a ball. I'm like, who are you? And what have you done with my guy? It was fun. Of course, you got the people bouncing the balloons. The balloons are, you know, floating in the air. People hitting the balloons. You have glow sticks and glow jewelry and all that stuff. You have the smoke and everything. You have the DJ in the middle on the stage and everybody jumping around going, hey, hey, all that good stuff. And because this is a con, you have people in the cosplay. So we have guys with the unicorn. And I found this is a staple at these con raids. Somebody with a horse, like, mask or a unicorn mask on and leading the conga line, which was great. There was a little bit of crowd surfing. And the best part, get this, T-Rexes. A pair of T-Rexes. You know those inflatable costumes? They just appear behind me. And a bunch of people, and they're dancing around, jumping around, going, hey, hey. And I'm like, hold up. And I turn around and I'm recording them, and we're all like, hey. It was just a bunch of fun for 3.5 hours, I believe. I don't think we got to 4. It was a little bit over to like 3. But anyway, and the T-Rex, one of them, if not both of them, you know, crowd surfing. It was fun, though. It was fun. And the next day, I woke up and I was like, yeah, I'm too old. I'm too old to go to raves like that. I'm just not because in the moment, hey, I was good. I walked in a little sleepy because I'm an old lady, but when the music hits you, so hey, we're dancing, we're having fun, dance with strangers, dance with new friends, I would say, and it was a ball, but. And then, I felt it. I felt every muscle. I moved. And I felt it. It was fun. But I'm like, yeah, a lot of walking, a lot of moving around, it's long hours. So if it's not something that you're used to, you should prepare yourself. And this is my first one, and it was a huge one. He says one of the bigger ones in the city. Lots of running around, and overall I had fun. It was great. Now, we didn't go back on Sunday. We checked out Sunday because Sunday evening was Battle Slam Thriller, and for those of you who don't know what Battle Slam is, that's an independent wrestling event, wrestling company, and it's fun. The first time I went was in June. So this would be my second one. Yeah, the first one I went to was in June. I think the first one was earlier this year. And it was great. And that's the one with Lil Scrappy was there at that one. Right? Lil Scrappy was there. He was going to that one. And it was great. It was fun. It was neat. It was a good time. So this time, come back down. And we went. My guy was in costume. Because it was Halloween, you know, the day before. And the matches. Oh my goodness. He's friends with a lot of talent. He's cool. He doesn't think he's really friends. But come on, they're fam. Because he's training also to be one. So to wrestle and everything. So, yeah, he does a lot of networking and a lot of interacting. And he's a huge fan, of course. And I think the first match was like a bit of four-way. Great. Full of action. We had really good seats. We were ringside. And matter of fact, it's going to be, if it hasn't already played on Fight TV, it's going to be on Fight TV. But it was great. It was great. There's a lot of people. Good turnout. We had a few women's matches that were full of action. Great. Matter of fact, I'm biased, but the two women's matches, the Queen Amanada versus Killing King, and a Fana versus Jhené Kai, those were like two of the best matches of the night. They were great. There was a bit of four-way match. It was like a lot of high flying. And one thing I learned from the first time I went, and it reiterated this time, is that if you sit in the front, you better move, because they're going to come over the ropes and they're going to land in the chairs. And we sat in the front. So you might catch me on camera running from a few wrestlers. But it's fun, man. It's fun. There was a rap battle at one point too. That was fun. Overall, it was action packed. It was fun. The ring announcer, he's great. And his name is Jake. I can't think of Jake's last name right now. I feel so bad, but he calls himself the Jake of all trades because he's also trained to wrestle and he's also a ref and all these things. It was just great. Great, great, great. We got to see Barrett Black. That's his company, by the way. He's a trainer with AEW. The title is called the Icon title. Icon belt. And it's like I said, it's great. Got to see quite a few people wrestle, and with the Russell Twins and Culture Inc. And they had a mixed tag team match, and that was pretty cool. And it was dope. It was actually, it started like, well, the doors opened at like 7:30-ish, so it probably started at 8, and it about almost around midnight. It was, like I said, it was the only time it was slow, in my opinion, action-wise. It's probably during the battle, the rap battle and intermission. Everything else, each match was just moves. Nothing slow, nothing boring, action-packed. The crowd is into it. People had signs and whatnot. Ooh, someone's mom, I forget who it was. I think it was Knight. I have to think of his name right now, top of my head, but yeah, Kevin Knight. I think it was his mom that was like running around the ring and cutting up and with her camera, and yeah, and he won his match, and he's the number one contender for the title. We got to meet him afterwards, so I got to meet him. I already knew him. Took a few pictures with people. The wrestlers hang out after the show, take pictures, talk a little bit. Some of them are selling merch. And it's like, they're just calm, chill, outside of the ring, chill folks that are just trying to, you know, make a living and do what they love. And it's dope. It's really dope. And he's, like I said, networking. He's a networker. He's very sociable, so he's talking to everybody. And that was fun too. So that was an eventful 4 days that I spent doing. We had fall break at school, so that's why I was able to go. But eventful 4 days, and I think I'm still recuperating because, like I said, I'm old lady. But yeah, if you can get to a convention, a con, go. And if you can go with people who are experiencing those things and really enjoying themselves, there's so much to do between panels and just people watching while you're eating. Plenty of vendors, plenty of food. They had food trucks, they had Subway, they had other restaurants there. Proximity to other hotels and stuff in the area. The hotels were offering shuttle service, you know, to the con and whatnot. There were the different panels, some panels teaching people how to, you know, make, help with their cosplay and stuff, and all kind of stuff, you know, so you can learn a lot and enjoy yourselves. I'd highly recommend it. And then you make friends and you meet people and you become a community, especially if you're involved in like the different groups on Facebook, and you start posting pictures and tagging pictures. You're like, oh, I met you there, I seen you there, and you guys meet up again, and it's a nice little community. It was great, though. And like I said, I like the fact that there was people of all ages there. One of the panels I went to where people got to get on a mic and participate, it was a few older people who were there, good 60s and 70s, you know, year olds, enjoying it just as much as the 20 and 30 year olds were enjoying it. And I love it. It was fun. It was very fun. Exhausting, but I felt it. But it was fun. It was fun. I'll be better prepared next time. It was so much to see. There's no way you can see everything. So much to do. And I highly recommend. So AWA 2022. Pretty dope. Battle Sound, if you're in the area, in the area, when they have one, this one is like November 27th. Great promo. Tickets aren't expensive. And great wrestling. Great, a lot of action. It's very fun. I think you should support your indie wrestlers as much, if not more, than your more famous ones. They're trying to get to the level. Some are trying to get to the level, and some are just enjoying where they are. But they're all dope. They're all dope. And, yeah, that was a fun weekend. And can't wait to do it again. All right. Thanks for listening. I won't be gone away this long again. I'm going to get it together out. Start recording regularly and mis-scheduling some stuff. Maybe record episodes back to back. So I know y'all miss my voice or not. Alrighty.